In addition to the fighting near Baghdad and in southern Iraq, U.S. planes again have been in action over northern Iraq, bombing Iraqi positions around the cities of Kirkuk and Mosul. There also is a continuing buildup of U.S. special forces in the north, in territory controlled by Kurdish militiamen, long opposed to the regime of Saddam Hussein. NPR's Ivan Watson is in northern Iraq. Ivan, what's the latest with the airstrikes up there?
Well, Bob, we can't see what's going on really far inside Baghdad-controlled Iraq. We're limited at the front line that divides the Kurdish enclave from territory under the control of Saddam Hussein. But from these vantage points, we could hear intensive bombing last night near the northwestern oil city of Kirkuk, described as perhaps B-52 strikes that could be heard miles away over a chain of mountain ridges. There were again strikes this morning as well, coming from that same direction. And there have also been strikes reported, airstrikes and planes flying overhead along the Iranian border between northern Iraq and Iran, where there is a small group of Islamic fundamentalists called Ansar Islam, and they were apparently the target of another series of airstrikes overnight and early this morning.
Are more U.S. special forces arriving in the Kurdish region?
Well, residents living on the outskirts of the city of Sulaymaniyah, that's the main Kurdish city in this region, they've been reporting nightly hearing aircraft flying in and out of an airstrip right outside of that city. It's called Bakrajo. For about three, four nights now, people talking about something that sound like helicopters coming in. And there also have been reports of planes landing there at least one night that, according to some Kurdish officials, who would not give their names, were unloading American soldiers. Busloads, at least four or five busloads of American troops were seen in the area I am in right now, near that Islamic fundamentalist group as well. At this time, however, the Kurdish officials are still denying some of these reports that planes could be coming in. At least on the record, they are denying it. So the presence here, compared to southern Iraq, the ground presence for American forces is much, much smaller and still, to a large degree, undercover.
American military commanders are hoping to eventually launch some type of offensive from the north, but it appears the special forces are first going to have to deal with another problem in the area.
Yeah, and we come back to this group called Ansar al-Islam. A couple of hundred fighters, they've been living along the Iranian border in a small area of mountains, and the secular Kurdish faction that controls this area has been laying siege to them for more than a year. Both those Kurds, those secular Kurds, and Washington have accused Ansar al-Islam of having ties to the Al-Qaeda terror network. Those claims have been denied. However, that same organization, Ansar al-Islam, has taken credit for several successful assassination attempts of high-level Kurdish officials and for several suicide bombings, including one that took place just 2 days ago in this region. Now, we are expecting some kind of assault on this area in the coming days. Kurdish forces have been building up here, and yesterday there was intensive fighting with Ansar al-Islam. One Kurdish fighter was killed, six injured. I'm at a hospital, the military hospital for the area, and the director of the
NPR's Ivan Watson in northern Iraq.